This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out today. However, the ladies are holding down the fort. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is in New York. Kara Schillen is in Washington, D.C. And ladies, and Kara, maybe we start with you because you are in the hot zone right now. Washington, D.C. has been in the focus as of late, specifically the White House. There have been lots of people going in and out, almost a revolving door at the White House. The latest happening this week, we found out that Rex Tillerson was, there's some mixed reporting, either fired or asked to resign. In any case, he is no longer the Secretary of State. And that has a lot of people saying, who's next? There have been a lot of people going in and out of the White House and the cabinet of President Trump.
Well, yeah, there were a few things about this story that seemed sort of typical of Trump at this point. Rex Tillerson found out he didn't have a job on Twitter. That's one.
Well, that's one of the stories. See, there's been lots of reporting. The Washington Post said, and I hope that he did not find out about it on Twitter. If that is true, that's horrible. But the Washington Post, when they originally broke the story about Rex Tillerson leaving, they said that he was in Africa, which I remember seeing he was in Africa. And the story that wasn't widely reported was that he was sick and that he had to leave his trip early to come back home. Mm-hmm. And what the president is saying and what the chief of staff, John Kelly, is saying is they told him to come back home. John Kelly said, look, you need to give your resignation because we are ready to make some shifts and it'll happen soon. Keep your eyes open.
Yeah. And they already had, I guess, CIA director Mike Pompeo, or is it Pompeo?
Pompeo,
okay. Mm-hmm. Doug always says Pompeo, which I always think is wrong, but then again, I don't know. But yes,
it's Doug pronunciation.
Yeah, so they already had Pompeo in place, and Trump had already tweeted about him. So I think that kind of fueled the Twitter story that, you know, that Tillerson was barely back on the ground and his replacement was already being tweeted about. But the thing that I found kind of amusing and typical of the times that we live in, you know, everything has to have a hashtag. So this was hashtag Rexit.
Love
so
it.
Rex Tillerson has had like a Brexit moment and he's now a hashtag.
Yeah, he gave his goodbye speech earlier in the week, did not thank President Trump, which fuels, again, more of the rumors about the relationship between these two. And then people say, okay, well, Rex Tillerson is out and Mike Pompeo, of course, pending Senate approval, because you do need to get him approved to that position. I don't think it'll be a problem. I would imagine he'd be approved by the end of the month. We'll be heading the State Department. Trump actually appointed to head the CIA, the first female head of the CIA, which is kind of interesting and of note. But people are saying there are going to be more of these announcements coming. And some of the rumors that have been floating around is that David Shulkin, who heads the VA, who was actually as a point
of... Oh, I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Only a point of interest. David Shulkin is in some trouble. He was the only one that Trump kept from the Obama administration to keep that post. And I guess as the head of the VA under Obama, I guess he was taking his wife on some trips. And so there's some spending issues and some issues at the VA that he is kind of probably take the heat for. And they're looking at possibly bringing in Rick Perry, who is the former governor of Texas and right now the Secretary of Energy.
That's your boyfriend, right?
My boyfriend, to take his place. Yeah.
Do you think Rick Perry would be good in that position?
Yeah, he's definitely very tuned into the needs of the vets. That was one of his hot button issues as governor of Texas. I think that he, I think he wouldn't be terrible. I actually thought David Shulkin leaving him on from the Obama era, basically, was not a terrible idea either. But sadly, when these stories come out and we see them happen all the time, if you're Trump and your message is to drain the swamp, then you have no choice but to really let some of these people go that have a little scandal in their past.
And yeah, wasn't it Tom Price who had the private jet fees and all that stuff too?
That's right.
Right. And then who was the other? It must have been. So I guess it must have been. It must have been the guy who's leaving the VA then. Is he the one who took his wife on that trip over to Italy when they had to
meet? That's David Shulkin. That's right.
Yeah.
And it's not official that David Shulkin will leave, but again, these are some of the rumors. Now, the other rumor, and you know, look, Ben Carson, who I've had the opportunity to meet, I had the opportunity to meet Tom Price. I think he was a smart, great, really nice man. But you have to look at the optics. Again, President Trump runs on draining the swamp. You can't be taking private planes to jet across the country to your events. It just doesn't make many. It doesn't make much sense. But one of the other rumors is that H.R. McMaster is going to be leaving as well. And there
and
are
what
some
position is he in?
He's at the NSA. Now there are some multiple rumors that perhaps Ambassador John Bolton might take over for him. There just seems that there's going to be a lot of people moving in and out of the White House. And while some people are calling this chaos, and obviously it smacks of being chaotic, a chaotic scene. I would just say to you, Trump, when he went into office, had never held a public office. And I think he took a lot of advice from sources outside of his inner circle to appoint people that would make Americans feel comfortable with him. And I think you had Condoleezza Rice really pressing him hard to take in someone like Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. You had other people making recommendations that maybe weren't Trump choices. In fact, I don't think Trump and Rex Tillerson even met each other until he was the choice for Secretary of State. Obviously, when he was in the running, they certainly didn't
seem to like each other.
Well, they started out kind of on the same page, but then it started to fall apart. And you had Jared Kushner creating Middle East peace deals. These are really big things that Rex Tillerson should be doing. Not necessarily Jared Kushner. So obviously there was a split there. And I think what you're seeing now is the shakeup. While some people are using it in a negative way to call it chaotic, I think maybe this is Trump bringing in people that he wanted to choose, bringing in the people that maybe he feels more comfortable with. And look, we've got some big things coming up, a meeting with North Korea. If he feels more comfortable with Mike Pompeo in that role of Secretary of State, and if he will take Mike Pompeo's advice, and he wasn't going to do that with Rex Tillerson, well, I'm all for it, because this president needs a support system for sure with some of these big items coming up in the spring.
You know, that is a good point, and I totally agree with you. For me personally, all political parties aside, if you say, okay, we're going to send somebody to meet with a crazy dictator who serves up uncle at dinner, then who do you want? Do you want the guy who ran ExxonMobil, or do you want the guy who ran the CIA? Obviously, that's a no-brainer of a choice. So I agree with that, and this. I did like Rex Tillerson. I didn't think I'd like him in the beginning. I thought that he was a patriot. I thought that he made a lot of level-headed decisions. I really did come to respect him. And so I hope that Mike Pompeo steps right into that role quickly. And like you said, Jen, I hope if he's got some real advice for our national security issues and things like that, especially dealing with Kim Jong-un, I hope that he is someone that Trump trusts and that he will actually listen to him. That's a big criticism on Trump. He either listens too closely to the last person who just spoke to him in the room, which has been a big criticism on him, or he doesn't listen at all. So
you can't have isolated Trump who's not talking to his Secretary of State, and they're not on the same page over multiple areas, North Korea, Russia, Iran, Syria. The list goes on and on about differences that they have. Bring someone in like Mike Pompeo, who apparently gives him a security briefing every day. President Trump looks at him as a confidant, and they view the world the same way, and give him the support so that we do have a successful meeting with North Korea, that we can set up some potential diplomatic missions that can be accomplished with both the president and the Secretary of State working on the same page. I don't think that that's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Weight Watchers in the focus. If you're looking to drop a few pounds, they've got an easy way for you to do it. It is 15 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show.
Want to refresh your wardrobe and home? Get to Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and take an extra 20% off with promo code FRIENDS. With an extra 20% off, LC Lauren Conrad floral tops are just $23.99. Jumping Beans tees are only $6.40. And a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer is $299.99. And you'll get $60 Kohl's Cash. A spring refresh for the family, Kohl's Cash for you. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid March 14th through 18th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
Hi, welcome to the Pure One Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. Table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here.
I'm just shopping.
Oh, table runners. Come with me. A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pure One Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pure One Imports through March 31st.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Eighteen minutes past the hour, it is the DJV Show. Sometimes our behind-the-scenes conversations are way more interesting than on the air. So don't forget to check out the DJV Show podcast. You can find it at djvshow.com. Weight Watchers is helping you lose weight when you don't have a lot of time. They've got a new meal kit that they're working on. What's the story, Victoria?
Yeah, you know, this is one of these trends. Walmart just announced that they've got meal kits, and, you know, Amazon has them. We've got different services like Blue Apron and HelloFresh and Purple Carrot, and there's so many now. But those are, it's healthy food. It's fresh food. But Weight Watchers is obviously, they're the corner of the market when it comes to helping people lose weight in a healthy way. And, of course, they've got the big O. They've got Oprah behind them as well. And I think Oprah actually, at one point last year, before she really fully signed on with Weight Watchers, she was teasing starting her own company of meal kits. And so this makes a lot of sense that Weight Watchers would be launching these. This will be in grocery stores. This is not a subscription thing. You don't have to be a Weight Watchers member.
Seems to be the trend, yeah.
It is the trend. And they will be, I think, 250 to 350 350 calories per meal kit. So the pricing will probably be on par with some of the other meal kit options, typically $9 to $15 per meal. And so that will start to roll out into stores, I believe, by the end of the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just in time for summer if you want to drop some LBs.
Yeah, what's really nice is if you don't have a lot of the tools, a lot of these recipes feature like the veggie spirals or you know, the zucchini noodles, and you don't want to go out and buy the spiralizer. You don't have the time. Maybe you're like me, and most of the time you're cooking for maybe one or two people. So these are small portion-controlled meal kits that will allow you to live within the Weight Watcher rules, which right now they've changed their Smart Points program to be less about counting points and more about eating their free foods, which are fruits, vegetables, skinless chicken, fish, skinless turkey, mm-hmm. beans, some of those good items for
eggs
you.
Eggs don't count anymore either.
That's right.
My mom's a Weight Watchers lifetime member, so she's always giving me these updates. But yeah, even eggs don't count anymore. It's totally revamped the program.
Now, these meals will be popping up in grocery stores throughout the U.S. and 2,000 Walmarts later this year. It's 21 minutes past the hour on the DJV Show.
Mm-hmm.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Kara Schillen with us as well. Doug is out today, but the ladies are ruling the roost. And one thing I can tell you about my ladies, Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, is that they love Queer Eye. Queer Eye is back. And I haven't had a chance to see it, not because I don't want to. I just am way behind. I've got like 100% full on my DVR. I'm way behind in my TV viewing. So fill me in on Queer Eye, ladies. What's happening with the show?
Well, first of all, of course, it is the reboot of the original Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. It's exclusively on Netflix. They have a new Fab Five, all new cast. The cast is amazing. They have great chemistry. They're all individual characters. They're really wonderful. And they've set this new season, they set it in the South. They're in Georgia. And so they're only making over men in the South. And they said that they did that because, for several reasons, if they stayed in New York like the original, everybody in New York knows fashion. Even if you're an unfashionable guy in New York, you're aware of fashion. You probably already have a gay friend, so you don't need the Fab Five. So they set it down in the South. There's also some other issues of, you know, homophobia and things that they're addressing. And the end result is the most feel-good show that I've seen in a long time. And I know Kara, I kept telling Kara, I was like, you've got to watch Queer Eye. It's so good. You will cry at the end of every episode. It's like This Is Us for you, Jen.
Wow. That's exactly right. And, you know, I told my sister, I was like, you need to watch this. You will love it. I told my roommate she needed to watch it. She watched it while running yesterday and had trouble at the end because she was crying and running
on
at the
treadmill.
Same time. But, yeah, it's just, if anyone has ever seen, like, The Great British Bake Off, it's kind of the same to me in that it makes you feel really, really good. And so they're doing makeovers. They're making over their house, their clothing, their hairstyles. And one of the favorite guys, I think, was this the first episode?
First episode.
Yeah, this guy, Tom Jackson, who is an older guy in his 50s. He was living by himself. He kind of, you know, he wasn't dressing very well. He'd been divorced a couple times. Yeah, and so at the end of it, he got back together with one of his ex-wives, Abby, who he was still in love with. And they announced on Twitter, I think last week or a few weeks ago, that they got back together and they're engaged now, and it's the sweetest thing ever.
Yeah,
that's
people are
sweet.
He also wants the Fab Five to be his groomsmen at the wedding, and so Netflix may we may end up seeing like a follow up episode of Tom and Abby's wedding.
It's not a stupid idea, by the way, because then Netflix
not a bad idea
for their wedding.
Yep, not a bad idea. So following Tom Jackson on Twitter has been funny because you wouldn't look at him and think that this guy is totally into social media, but it was such a great episode. He was crying at the end. Everybody was crying. It's just every episode is very, very moving and entertaining and funny. So I highly, highly recommend it. The word of mouth on this show, just between Kara and I, how many people we've told, the word of mouth is really just great. And it's such a feel-good thing that I think we really need right now.
Yeah, everybody wants to feel good when they're watching TV. I never understand why people consume a lot of media that is just angry and dark. It's like, we get that.
Yeah.
we
have a lot of that already.
Lighthearted. Exactly. We need something to make us feel good. All right, music news at time now. Kanye West in the focus. This is such a strange story. Did Kanye West steal from Shia? Did we say Shia LaBeouf? I know Doug always likes to call him all kinds
of different things. I think the F is pronounced Shia LaBeouf.
Right? Shia LaBeouf? I don't know.
However you want to say it.
He's just out of rehab, isn't he? I just read a story about that. But in April 2018, there was an Esquire cover story, and the Transformers star revealed that Kanye West once asked, quote, if he could have some of LaBeouf's clothes for a pop-up shop. Well, he obliged after Kanye West was a total sweetheart to the actor's mother backstage at a concert. LaBeouf said, it just felt fair, so I said, go for it. Take everything you want. And he did. LaBeouf told the magazine, he took all of my clothes. Kanye has been known to shout out LaBeouf's style in the past, like in a No More Parties in L.A. outtake in which he raps, I wish I dressed as fresh as Shia LaBeouf.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hour. It's the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out today. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is with us as well. And ladies, it's time to get happy. You know, there's a lot of negative stuff floating around in the universe, a lot of negative coverage if you watch the news on television. But I thought it would be fun. Well, actually, to be fair, Victoria, you thought it would be fun because you put it in the show prep for us to talk about the happiest and healthiest cities in the U.S. And this is awards. I'm actually going to call it an award. It's a list that's created every year that takes in a variety of things into consideration to create the healthiest and happiest cities in the country. Any guess, ladies? And Victoria, you've seen this story, but Kara. Any guesses as to where the city is? I'm not going to make you guess the city, but can you figure out the state where the happiest city is?
Oh, where would I be happiest?
Yeah, that's the question.
Well, it's cold now, so I would probably be happy in a warm place. I would think California, except a lot of people I know who live in California don't seem super happy there. I don't know, Florida? That's where all the retirees go, right?
That's right, and yes. You are absolutely right. The posh beach community of Naples, Florida, and Marco Island, actually, is specifically mentioned, again, take the number one spot in this Gallup ShareCare State of American Well-Being 2017 community rankings. They outshine 185 other U.S. metropolitan areas. It's the first time the same community has topped the list three times in a row since the report began a decade ago, so they have some staying power in Marco Island, Florida. The report measures how Americans feel about their physical health, social ties, financial security, community, and sense of purpose. The Nirvana is scoring high in all those metrics and achieving holistic well-being. Boulder, Colorado, for example, always scores high in physical health, but Naples shines across all five elements, with its residents enjoying healthy bodies and minds, warm relationships, meaningful activities, a sense of safety, and good financial health. They also report fewer cases of depression and stress. Five states account for 17 of the top 25 well-being communities, and those states, Kara, very astute, California, Florida, Colorado, North Carolina, and Virginia. You note that all of those states are pretty mild in climate.
Yeah.
And the list of the top 10 goes like this. Number one, Naples, Marco Island, Florida. Congratulations to them. Barnstable-Town, Massachusetts is number two. Boulder, Colorado, number three. Santa Cruz / Watsonville, California, number four. Charlottesville, Virginia, they got some national attention not so long ago at number five. Lynchburg, Virginia at six. Number seven is Sarasota, Florida. Eight, Santa Rosa, California. Nine, Prescott, Arizona. And 10, San Luis Obispo, Paso Robles, California, which, ladies, if I could choose a place on the list, it probably would be Paso Robles, California. So
well,
I
after you sent me that delicious wine from Paso Robles or Robles at Christmas time, that was the first thought. I was like, oh, my God, I would love to live in is that prime? Now, is that in Napa or is that separate from Napa?
San Luis Obispo and Paso Robles, it's actually central California. So it's right outside of Pismo Beach. It's really, you're halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco and Napa when you're in Paso.
Okay.
And what makes it beautiful, this whole area, not only do you have the beach nearby, so the beach is about probably 20, 25 minutes from Paso Robles, but you also have a beautiful community that has all of these great winemakers. There's a lot of community because you have people who are doing these local projects, these boutique projects, lots of local business and farmers all working together to make their products successful. So there is that real sense of community and lots of areas to go for nice long walks. Their weather is great, and it really is a beautiful piece of California. When you get out of Southern California and Northern California, you find this gem in Central California that does not get a ton of attention nationally, but it's just a really, really beautiful area geographically.
Yeah, and now you've got three spots in California that made the list. Where is Santa Rosa?
Santa Rosa is actually near Napa, so you have it's in Sonoma County.
Okay.
And actually, Santa Rosa is the spot where that big fire took out so many businesses, including the place where I was going to get married.
Right.
Santa Rosa is a gorgeous area, but, yeah, they've been fire-prone, and sure were. They're still looking to rebuild in Santa Rosa. And then Santa Cruz, Watsonville, California is in Northern California outside of San Francisco. Area.
Isn't it kind of funny that in California, none of the places that non-Californians think of, Malibu, San Diego, Carmel, Santa Barbara, like none of the big high-profile places that just look so dreamy and gorgeous all the time, none of them make the list. That's so interesting to me. I know California is such a big state and has so many different types of climates and geographies and topographies and everything, but that's always kind of interesting to me. But
I think when you look at this list, and you're right, these are dreamy places. Santa Barbara, I would love to live in Santa Barbara or Malibu. These are places that are really beautiful. But the idea here is that they're so exclusive. Most people cannot afford to live in those places.
Right.
And so I think financial security really does come into play. And something that a lot of people, I think, don't know about Malibu is that only a third of Malibu is actually, people that live in Malibu are actually there at any given time during the year. And that's because that Malibu, people are so rich when they have homes in Malibu that typically quickly, they also have homes other places. And so I think that that probably affects the sense of community in that area, since you have so few people, so few residents that are actually all there at the same time.
Yeah.
So I guess the question for you, maybe we can even pose this on our Facebook page for the DJV show, is what makes a happy community for you? What makes you happy about where you live? I know for me, I don't feel like I have a sense of community with my neighbors. Everybody is really all about going about their own business. I think I live in an area where I feel financially like I can afford it, but that sense of community is missing, and I really wish that it weren't. I look longingly at those TV shows where someone brings you a pie when you move in. That doesn't happen in my
neighborhood. You want to live in Pleasantville?
Yeah, I do. I want to live where at least somebody like looks at you and gives you a smile. My neighborhood, it's like get in your car and get out of there as quickly as possible. So I would ask you, Victoria and Kara, and all of you to chime in on our Facebook page. What does make a community a happy place? Like, what makes you happiest about your neighborhood?
You know, it's funny. When I think of, I'm a New Yorker. I live in Manhattan. And it's funny. New Yorkers, we always joke about, you know, if we never know our neighbors. You never know anybody. But the truth is, there is such a sense of camaraderie being a New Yorker, because we're in this sort of tough city together. And so there is always an unspoken bond that I think all New Yorkers have. We all have the same plights. We all have the same issues that we're dealing with. No matter how much money you have, New York, there's still a common thread between all of us, even though it's an unspoken type of community bond. There is definitely, I think all New Yorkers would say, at the heart of who we are, there is really a bond there. It's not a, like, show up with a pie because it might be a bomb. You know, it's one of those, we definitely don't have that kind of a thing going on. But I do think that our being put in such a weird circumstance, and this city is a very weird city and very weird circumstances to live in. So I think that kind of ties us all together.
All right, Kara, you live in Maryland. What is it about? I know you live in an apartment building. Do you feel like you have a sense of community? Do you feel happy with where you live?
I think this area is very interesting because it's, I mean, I'm sure both of you would know, too, with expensive prices, it's kind of hard for a millennial or someone who's, you know, just kind of starting in the workplace to really live in a place where you feel comfortable. Like, I feel like my area, you know, there's a lot of, I don't personally see it, but I've heard, you know, MS-13 is around, there can be gang crimes and stuff. But I personally love, it's kind of nice being in and around cities because everything is so accessible and you get to try a lot of different things. There's a lot of different types of foods, a lot of different types of people who are around because they just tend to flock to cities. And that's nice. You get to see a lot of things that you wouldn't necessarily get to see in like a more rural area. But I tend to think of Baltimore as being more of my home away from home than D.C. because D.C. is so politically charged. There are so many people who have moved here just to work in politics. But I think that Baltimore, when I go to see my family, no matter what Doug says about being, you know, it being like the worst place on earth and, you know, you're going to die if you live there. I don't know. I think it's nice. You can go out and you can talk to people and you can smile at people and you can learn about people that, you know, you might just be standing on the corner as you're waiting to cross the street or something. And there are people out. Yeah, there are people out who will say hello to you. And it seems much more low key to me, which I like as a place to live.
Well, D.C. is so transient. You have so many people coming in and out that I would imagine it's hard to develop that sense of community, at least long term. All right. Good conversation, ladies. There's a new study out that will blow your mind. It'll change the way, well, maybe it'll change your stereotypes about the movie industry, the movie biz. It's 44 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Want to refresh your wardrobe and home? Get to Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and take an extra 20% off with promo code FRIENDS. With an extra 20% off, LC Lauren Conrad floral tops are just $23.99. Jumping Beans tees are only $6.40. And a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer is $299.99. And you'll get $60 Kohl's Cash. A spring refresh for the family, Kohl's Cash for you. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid March 14th through 18th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
46 minutes past the hour on the DJV show. There's a new study out, ladies, that's going to blow your mind. It says women, well, we don't really love romantic movies. That's right. Contrary to popular belief, most women might not love romance movies. That's according to a Fandango survey of more than 3,000 women. Just 9% said they preferred romance or romantic comedy films. So what did most women say they preferred? Well, action and comedy seemed to take the day, 22% and 18% of the respective votes for their favorite movie genre, action and comedy, and then a distant third, the romance. In a statement, film critic Alicia Malone said, "It's clear from our survey that women want more female-driven stories told by female writers and directors on the big screen. Women are not just looking for romance at the cinema." And ladies, I think that this actually kind of reflects where we are in culture, where women want to be inspired by action movies where there is a female lead. I think of the great success of Wonder Woman. We also want women that are funny, that can, that aren't just always going to be put in the role of damsel in distress in a romance movie, or maybe kind of the funny neighbor that doesn't get much time to be shown on screen. I think we want to see lead female characters that can be funny, that can be action stars, that can do extraordinary things on film.
I totally agree. And I think that, you know, Wonder Woman especially became such a cultural phenomenon. And Black Panther, I would add in, is probably now on the heels of that for inspiring their audience and having an audience look at a superhero, or in Black Panther's case, you know, there's a lot of different strong characters in that, and just having it be inspirational. And walking out of the theater, so many young girls watching Wonder Woman felt like they could do anything. And Gal Gadot, who plays Wonder Woman, has said meeting young girls around the across the planet, she said it's just the effect has just been incredible. So I think that being inspired is a lot more than being having a story thrown at you where, you know, you have to wait for the guy to come around and say you complete me and all that. You know, I think it's true.
I think we're kind of reflecting where we are as a society, as women in society. All right, as a woman in this society, I love me some Tim Tebow, and gosh, some bad news for Tim.
Oh, I'm sorry for your boyfriend.
He was doing so well in spring training, but apparently in an ESPN poll of almost 18,000 American sports fans, there were no active major league players among the top 50 favorite athletes. There was, however, one minor league player, Tim Tebow, that is true, because he's not only easily the most recognizable face in Mets camp this spring, but he's also the most famous baseball player in the world right now. Sadly, it doesn't seem that this star power is helping Tim Tebow from being sent back down to the minors. He started spring training off with a home run, but went out with a whimper. He suffered a bad ankle injury tripping over a sprinkler head. He had one hit in 18 at-bats during his spring training in Florida, so now he will finish at the Mets minor league camp. It seems like poor Tim Tebow can't catch a break.
Oh, poor Tim. And, you know, Tim Tebow is just, he's so good for baseball. He's so incredibly likable. He's such a positive role model for people, too. And I hope that the Mets don't get rid of him completely. I hope they keep
him. Darn that sprinkler head. How could he trip over it?
I know.
Come on, Tim. It's 50 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
The DJV Show, and when we talk pets, when we talk animals, our lovely furry friends, we cannot look any further than our buddy, who is not furry. He is a very handsome man. Our friend Warren Exton is here. Warren, I have to ask you a question, because my dad has been in such a weird situation over the last week and a half. I think I confided in you a while ago that my dad's dog passed away. She was such a sweet dog. She had some liver trouble, and eventually I think we ended up losing her maybe last May. So it's been about a year, and my dad is ready to find a new doggy in his life. He's feeling lonely. He needs a new companion, and we met someone who has a, what kind of doodle do we have? What am I forgetting?
Golden doodle.
Thank you.
What kind of doodle?
I need one of those doodles.
Cheese doodle is what I want.
Yeah, I need a cheese doodle. And so he's got this golden doodle, and the guy who took the dog originally, the dog's about a year old, has an apartment, and said that he could no longer keep the dog, and he was looking to my dad to take it. Well, at the last minute, he said, well, I told my kids that I was getting rid of the dog. The kids started crying. We can't get rid of the dog because the dog's already been a part of our family for a year. Now, I get all of that. And, of course, there's an attachment there. And I thought it was odd that he would want to give away his dog after a year anyway. But part of the reason he wanted to is because they live in an apartment and they travel a lot. And it got me thinking, that's really not too fair to a dog, especially a dog of size, to be in an apartment all day. What are some things that people can do who are apartment dwellers to make sure that their dog is getting...
so wrong. So wrong.
Really? Tell me. That's why I asked you.
You know, for years I lived in New York City, and a lot of my training was done in Manhattan, where people had small studio apartments or one-bedroom apartments the size of a bathroom here in L.A. So what happened is I thought the same thing you did. But over the years, having worked with so many dogs that lived in apartments, I felt that people that had these apartments compensated with more exercise for their dogs than the dog that lives in a house with a backyard that lies under a tree day in and day out. Remember years ago, someone called me, had acreage in Texas, and said, my dog gets plenty of exercise. And I said, look out the window. What's he doing right now? He was lying under a tree, getting no more exercise than someone who runs their dog in Central Park. So provided you exercise the dog and give the dog the mental stimulation, makes no difference if he lives in an apartment or a house.
So really more about the owner than about the situation.
Absolutely. And the greatest thing for people that when they get a dog, especially if they live in an apartment with a dog, they lose weight. It gives them more exercise. They feel better because now they have to take that dog out for a walk rather than just open the door and let him in the backyard.
All right, good tip. My dad is sad he's missing out on his little dog, but he will find the right one, I know. All right,
the dog will find him.
The dog will find him, and that's exactly how he's gotten his dogs in the past. Now, I know I have a cat, and when I come in to the house, I am always talking to my cat like she is my baby. Oh, buddy, what are you doing? You're so cute. What is that all about, us baby talking our pets? Is that a good thing? Do they understand?
A brand new study out of England suggests that pet guardians who talk to their pets like a baby, goo goo gaga gee gee goo, have a much closer relationship with their pet than people that say sit and stay or talk to their dog regularly. Dogs are more apt to go by tones. For example, a dog that's aggressive has a higher pitch tone, lower pitch tone than a dog that's not aggressive. So the way we talk to them, the pitches we use, is really important. So I suggest really spend days talking to your dog or your cat with baby talk. It's good for them and it's good for you, and it establishes a much closer relationship and bond.
And that's because they do pick up on that tone. It's not necessarily about the words you're saying. It's almost like a baby. When you talk to a baby, it's not like they're understanding the words that you're saying, but it's the tone, it's your facial expression. That all comes into play with your animal too, right?
And, yeah, when you want to teach them especially relevant words like sit or stay or come, using a high-pitched voice makes all the difference in the world, because a high pitch to them generally means good, positive things, where get over here, what did you do, is really not going to teach the dog anything. So a high-pitched tone or a normal tone of voice, definitely the way to go. Listen, I've been looked at so many times training dogs on the streets of Manhattan or Los Angeles, looking with this big Rottweiler going, goo, goo, gaga. But they love that type of relationship, and people that give a little bit always have a better relationship with their pets.
You know, I was just amazed by how magic dogs and animals in general are, but dogs especially magic. For me, this weekend it was pointed out, I was at spring training in Arizona. I was leaving the Dodger game, and there was a man in front of me who was obviously sight challenged. He was blind, and he had this seeing eye dog that was so amazing. In our last 20 seconds, how did they train those dogs to do that, Warren?
Well, it's a matter of basic training and then having the trainer actually expose the dog to as many different things as the person that's visually challenged would be exposed to, and little by little, the dog learns what to do.
So incredible to watch. Warren Exton, our guest. It is 59 minutes past.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.